A legislative effort to ban Delaware food establishments from using styrofoam containers is making progress. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on the measure, which has several big exceptions and would not take effect for 2 years.
The bill sailed through the Senate, and chief House sponsor Paul Baumbach is hoping for the same in his chamber.
Restaurants are one of the bigger users of it. We've got to have them shift over to things that are far better for humans and for the environment.
Senate sponsor Trey Paradis says the ban is critical because harmful chemicals enter the body after consuming hot food or beverages served in styrofoam boxes or cups. He exempted hospitals, fire halls, churches, and other nonprofits from the measure, calling it a political necessity.
We needed to get votes to get this passed, and sometimes you have to make some concessions in order to get a bill across the finish line.
Senator Stephanie Hansen says she's tired of seeing so much styrofoam and other single-use plastics at beach cleanups.
It's getting worse and worse every single year. It's not like we don't know the health benefits. We do. We're just kind of choosing not to look at it because we're so addicted to this stuff.
But Carrie Leishman of the Delaware Restaurant Association says the bill is hypocritical.
I'd like to understand why styrofoam coming from a fire hall chicken dinner or a VFW, why their packaging is less toxic than a restaurant carryout packaging.
New Jersey and Maryland have styrofoam bans, but Pennsylvania does not. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.